The first reading is from the book of Revelation. God's temple in heaven was open, and the ark of his covenant could be seen in the temple. A great sign appeared in the sky, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head was a crown of 12 stars. She was with child and wailed aloud in pain as she labored to give birth. Then another sign appeared in the sky. It was a huge red dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns, and on its heads were 7 diadems. Its tail swept away a third of the stars of the sky and hurled them down to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman about to give birth to devour her child when she gave birth. And she gave birth to a son, a male child destined to rule all the nations with an iron rod. Her child was caught up to God and his throne. The woman herself fled into the desert where she had a place prepared by God. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, "Now have salvation and power come, and the kingdom of our God, the anointed of his anointed one." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The queen stands at your right hand arrayed in gold. The queen stands at your right hand arrayed in gold. The queen takes her place at your right hand in gold of Ophir. The queen stands at your right hand arrayed in gold. Hear, O daughter, and see, turn your ear, forget your people and your father's house. The queen stands at your right hand arrayed in gold. So shall the king desire your beauty, for he is your Lord. The queen stands at your right hand arrayed in gold. They are born in gladness and joy. They enter the palace of the king. The queen stands at your right hand, arrayed in gold. The second reading is a reading from the first letter of the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through man, the resurrection of the dead also came through man. For just as in Adam all die, so too in Christ shall all be brought to life, but each one in proper order. Christ the first fruits, then it is coming those who belong to Christ, then comes the end, when he hands over the kingdom to his God and Father, when he has destroyed every sovereignty and every authority and power, for he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death, and he subjected everything under his feet. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believe that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel. For he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever." Mary remained with her about 3 months and then returned to her home. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so today we celebrate the Feast of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Now again, the Assumption is different than the Ascension. The Ascension was Jesus, by his own power, went up into heaven. Mary is assumed into heaven by the power of God. And what we celebrate about Mary, we celebrate about ourselves. First of all, of course, Mary is taken up body and soul into heaven. And so, just like Jesus, she has her body and she has her soul. And we celebrate her because she is now glorified before Almighty God, and she intercedes for us. That's what a good mother does. But it also gives us hope that just as this happened to Mary, so, God willing, if we stay in a state of grace and we die in a state of grace, that we too will live forever, and our bodies and our souls will be reunited. So this gives us hope. Hope that just as Mary, just as Jesus, so too just will be us. We will live forever in a glorified body. And we got to have such hope with this. And we got to have anticipation of this. Remember, what does Elizabeth say to Mary? Blessed are you who believed what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled. Jesus speaks to us about life forever. And we are blessed when we trust his word will be fulfilled in our life. So today, focus on Jesus, focus on Mary, and focus on the hope that is given to you and to all of us. Got it? Get it? Gonna do it? May each of you know his love today and forever. God bless you.